Welcome back to Up to Date.
You will likely have noticed a change in our intro. This is just that because we feel that this is more relevant to who we are as a podcast.
So we hope that you all are enjoying the opening up of more businesses and gyms and other places like that, which Reese and I are both really enjoying. But we did just hear the other day that Stephen Lecce has made the official announcement that we are not going to be going back to school for the rest of this school year, which I think still, even though most people were expecting it, still kind of came as a surprise. And I'm pretty sad about it because I won't be able to see my friends for the rest of the year, and I don't really enjoy online learning. But hopefully that things can go back to normal in September.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that anyone was anticipating at the start of this that online learning would last this long or that it would affect us to the extent that it has. And I think that's just really come as a shock to a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to give us our facts for today, Reese?
Sure. So our fact for today is that all the ants in the world combined weigh at least as much as, if not more, than the weight of all the humans combined. And this is really insane because the average ant, depending on the species, weighs 1 to 5 milligrams. And humans weigh, obviously, so much more than that. So this just really proves how many ants there actually are in the world. Kate, do you want to elaborate on this a bit?
Yeah, so I think the average human weighs about 1 million times more than the average ant, which is insane. So if that's like there are 8 billion people in the world, and then it's 1 million to 1 ratio in the weight of ants to humans. I cannot do the math in my head, but that means there's like billions and billions of ants on the earth, which is really disgusting to me. But like, I didn't know that before, so it's not like I see that many ants, but that just is still is really, really disgusting to me. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think that's really crazy when you actually think about that. But anyways, Kate, I also actually came across this article today that if the human brain were a computer, it could perform 38,000 trillion operations per second. The world's most powerful supercomputer can only manage 0.002% of that.
That is, like, mind-boggling how advanced the human brain is, because that's so many times, like trillions and trillions of times more than the average computer, yet I just can't even comprehend that. That's so many operations at once. That's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, I think that's really incredible. I think it just shows how intricate and really just how intelligent the human brain is. And although computers and technology are also incredibly advanced and incredibly intelligent, I think that this is just, I don't know, it's just really crazy.
Yeah, it just shows how, like, amazing God is that he can design our brains that intricately.
Yeah, and how much more knowledgeable the human brain is compared to even a supercomputer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I came across this funny story. Well, it's kind of funny. It's pretty funny. I came across a story the other day, too, that one Texas man, this is a couple months ago, but he was hospitalized when a bullet, so he was trying to shoot an armadillo, and they have bulletproof shells, so the bullet bounced off the armadillo shell and hit the man again in the jaw. He didn't die or anything, but I just thought this is really incredible. The armadillo's shell is that strong to bounce a bullet off it back into the man. I was just really surprised by that. I was not expecting it to be that bulletproof.
Yeah, that's really insane. Like, that must be really protective. And you guys, if there hasn't been a ton in the news lately, as you can probably tell, so if we're kind of jumping around a bit in this podcast, this is just because Kate and I have recently found a lot of really interesting or humorous articles that we just thought we should share with you.
Yeah, because we enjoyed them and we thought you would too.
Yeah. So our next topic for today that a lot of you have probably heard about within recent days is that Donald Trump has been taking hydroxychloroquine for several weeks now, believing that it could possibly prevent him from contracting the coronavirus. So if you don't know what hydroxychloroquine is, it is a malaria drug and has been used to treat malaria for several years now. But I think the drug has been tested to see if it could possibly cure coronavirus, but it has been proved that it is not really efficient. There isn't enough data to say whether it can or cannot cure the coronavirus. Kate, what do you think about this whole situation?
I don't know. I don't think it can. And also, it's not really a nice drug to take because it has so many really not pleasant and bizarre side effects. But I feel like if there was people saying that it would, I feel like it would have gotten tested right away. And if it was a cure, so it might be, but I am pretty skeptical that it is. Like, it has some of the most bizarre side effects. Like, so it makes you have some really bizarre facial expressions, and it makes you stick out your tongue constantly, which are some of the more fun ones. But then there's also more serious side effects. But I don't know. I don't know. I just don't think I would take it, even if it, well, I don't know. I can't say because I'm not in that situation. But even if it was a cure for coronavirus, I don't know.
Yeah,
in that situation,
I personally feel that the risks outweigh the possibilities, especially because the vaccine hasn't, like I said before, it doesn't have enough data to say if it can cure coronavirus. And I would just be really nervous of all the detrimental side effects, like the potential side effects that could happen, such as headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, and some of the other ones that Kate mentioned. And if you research it, you'll find there are dozens of different possible side effects of this drug. And I would just be really nervous of what could happen. So I don't know if I'd feel confident.
Yeah, it can even death in some more serious cases. So you just have to weigh your risks. But I don't even think it is an actual cure. You guys, let us know. Send us an email. We love hearing your feedback. So just send us an email with your opinions on this. We love hearing from you guys. We'll leave our email in the description box down below.
Okay, I think that was the last topic that we've had for this podcast episode, and we hope you guys really enjoyed it.
Wait, Reese, I have one more. I was super, super shocked by, and that's that the full name for the protein nicknamed Tintin would take 3.5 hours to say out loud. So it's the longest word in the English language. It's 189,819 letters long, and this is just insane to me. Like, you don't hear it ever because it takes so many hours to say out loud, but this is just insane that it's that long. Like, who would even come up with a word that long? It just doesn't make sense.
I know. I think that's really insane. And, like, who would actually have the time to either type it out or say it or something like that? Especially because it's a single word. It's not even, like, a paragraph or like, a book. I think that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But on that note, that's all we have for you guys today. So, as we said previously, email us. Our email will be in the description. And that's all we have for this week.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.